Welcome to the Holistic Plastic Surgery Show. I'm Dr. Anthony Yoon, America's Holistic Beauty Doc. Each week, we'll give you revolutionary tools and secrets from cosmetic medicine and alternative health to help you look and feel better than ever before. Are you ready to live a new, healthier, and more beautiful life? If so, then let's get started. Are you one of the millions of women who have difficulty losing stubborn pounds? Or do you often feel fatigued even after getting a lot of rest? Well, if so, then the cause could be hormonal, and resetting your hormones just might be the answer that you're looking for. But what if you don't want to see a doctor and be put on pills? Well, in this episode, I'm once again joined by my good friend, Dr. Marisa Snyder. She's the author of the newly released book, The Essential Oils Hormone Solution. And she's going to join us to reveal how you can use all natural essential oils to help you shed pounds, jumpstart your metabolism, reduce sugar cravings, lessen your stress, and improve your energy. So, which essential oils are going to do it for you? We're going to have the answers for you on this episode. So let me go ahead and introduce my good friend, Dr. Marisa Snyder. She's a functional medicine practitioner and the author of 6 books, including the best-selling The Smart Mom's Guide to Essential Oils and the DASH Diet Cookbook. Now, her newest book focuses on balancing hormones using the power of essential oils. Well, for the past 10 years, she has lectured on hormone health, essential oils, nutrition, and detoxification. And she's been featured on Dr. Oz, Fox News Health, MindBody Green, and many other publications. Dr. Marisa is also the host of the Essentially You podcast, which I encourage you to take a listen to. Her podcast is designed to empower women to become the CEO of their health. So let me go ahead and introduce my good friend, Dr. Marisa Snyder, to the Holistic Plastic Surgery Show. Hey, Marisa, thank you so much for coming back on the show.
Thank you, Dr. Anthony Yoon, for having me.
So if you haven't been listening to previous episodes, Dr. Marisa has been a regular guest about once a month that I've been having her come on, where we chat about some of the newest things in health. We talk about essential oils and hormones. Today, we're going to talk about how to reset your hormones to lose weight naturally and to banish fatigue. But before we go there, the two of us, literally a week ago, were at a conference in Las Vegas and just want to talk a little bit about that. It's called A4M, and it's the American Academy of Anti-Aging Medicine. This is my first time going to the conference, but you've gone before, haven't you, Marisa?
I had gone before. This was my second time attending.
Okay. And it is in Las Vegas at the beautiful Venetian. I had never stayed at the Venetian before. Have you? I guess you were there last year?
I was. I've stayed at Venetian a couple of times. It is a beautiful resort. I mean, the only thing I really struggle with Vegas, this is where I struggle when I go to Europe or go anywhere, is the cigarette smoke. And Venetian,
I hear you.
It's one of the old, it's not the oldest, one of the older hotels, but there's definitely newer casinos where they have better ventilation, like the Aria or the Cosmopolitan. But yeah, I do my best to stay as far away from the cigarette smoke. But it is a beautiful place. There's no doubt about that.
I felt the same thing. Even when you were, let's say, going around where the stores were, like the Grand Canal shops, you could just smell it there too. Yeah, it was, I totally agree. So this is a very interesting conference. This is my first time, like I said. And it's a conference of physicians, healthcare professionals who are all about anti-aging and holistic ways to turn back the clock and to improve health. And I never saw you there.
We saw each other one time. You know, it is a pretty big conference. I will have to say that I was out for the count. We had been working pretty hard on this book launch, and I ended up getting this epic migraine, and I could not kick it for about 2 days. And I tried going out a couple times, and it just was not working for me. I did have a chance to catch Dave Asprey's talk on the last day of it, where he was basically talking about fat as fuel and how we can leverage that for mitochondrial function and then, you know, how we can then create more energy. And I'm always excited to talk about mitochondrial function. I have been obsessed with mitochondria since I was a biochemist, and I used to do mitochondrial DNA research. So that I went to.
Oh, that's cool. And he had another talk that was really interesting about junk light that I saw as well, and blue light blocking glasses. And you know what I found that was most interesting, and it was very, because you know, we've talked recently about the fasting mimicking diet, And I briefly met Dr. Walter Longo there, who's the creator of the fasting mimicking diet. But there was a lot about fasting there. And I thought, you know, maybe it's just me. Maybe it's just the stuff that I've been reading lately. But it was all over the place there.
It was all over. I feel like that was the main event for the event that we were at. And the thing of it is it makes a lot of sense. Anti-aging and longevity right now with the fasting mimicking diet and well, just fasting in general, what they're seeing is the positive implication it has on our longevity, yeah, on not wearing our body out. So were there some key highlights for you? Because I did miss a lot of those. I have read a lot about fasting mimicking and yeah. And I have a lot of research behind, under my belt on that, but I just wasn't able to go and catch some of those talks.
That's okay. I heard a lot of docs talking about it. And what I found really interesting is very, very simple that when you think about it, and he was describing it, is it's like when you fast, your organs shrink down because your body is doing autophagy. It's basically destroying some of those old cells to use it as energy. And then once the fast is over, then those organs go back to normal size. And it does that by the stem cells creating new tissue, new cells that are healthy cells. And what I found really interesting in his talk was they did some studies, I think they were rat studies, where they would have rats who had cancer, and they would measure the size of the tumor when they would fast, when just fasting would be their treatment. They'd measure it when the rats were being treated with chemotherapy, and then they would combine the two. And interestingly enough, the rats that would fast had a similar reduction in tumor size as the ones on chemo. But when you combine the two, that tumor shrunk so quickly. It was like they were synergistic. And the thought of how this can apply to humans and future cancer treatments, I think, is so exciting.
I agree. Well, I had, and this is very anecdotal more than anything else, but I've unfortunately had several friends or family members over the last year diagnosed with cancer. Mm. And I've had three of those friends of mine who have actually used fasting in conjunction with their treatments, mm-hmm, specifically for shrinking tumors. And they had really great success. Wow. So I know that the research is over here, but I've actually known people who have implemented those protocols with really incredible success.
That's cool. I have to admit, I was not feeling my best at the meeting.
No, you
either
weren't.
So I showed up the night before. See, I'm still coughing now. And then I saw you and Alex at JJ Virgin's little get together, the shindig at the bar, and said hi. And then I took off to go get sleep. And then the next night we were supposed to go out to dinner and you guys totally dissed us.
We totally bailed on you. I was so embarrassed. I was struggling so much.
It's totally fine.
And Alex was texting you as I was sleeping most of the afternoon.
I
got up and I like tried to will myself. I got the makeup on and everything, Tony. I was going to look good for you guys. And then I looked at Alex and Alex, like he could tell. I was like, I'm not going to make it through the night.
And
like there's no way.
The
so I felt so bad.
The restaurant Tao was fantastic. So Amy and I, we went just the two of us, and I mean, I don't know if you've ever been there, but such a good restaurant.
What did you guys have? Just relegate me with the experience that I missed.
So you know that I've gone pretty much plant-based vegetarian. They had pad thai, which was really good. They had it was broccoli with black bean sauce, spicy black mm-hmm. bean sauce, which was really good. Gosh, what did we have? They had some like dim sum type stuff that was fantastic too. Oh, they were like vegetable dumplings, and it was just really, really good. And the location, I mean, the place itself, they have this massive Buddha. It's like a two-story Buddha in the restaurant. Just such a cool restaurant. So you missed out there. You know, for us, you know, there's always whenever we have somebody cancel, and we had a friend that invited us out to dinner. This was several months ago. Invite us out to dinner. And this is the worst thing, okay? And we're like, okay, yeah, we'd love to go out and stuff. And then literally like a week or two beforehand, they cancel on us. They go, oh no, we unfortunately can't do it. And then we look and we see them on Facebook that night at a party with other people. So there's always this idea of like, when somebody cancels, are they like, do they find a better offer? And I was like, that's not, you know, that happens. And they're like, no, Marisa wouldn't do that. I'm like, no, of course not. But you know that whenever something like that happens, it always enters your mind of like, no, but I had this person that did that once, but I believe obviously that you were sick and not.
Yeah, I was, oh man, I was struggling and I, you know, I'd never had, so I've been to Tao because I'm full confession.
Oh, yeah.
I've been to Tao for the dance club. So, oh, yeah. You know, they have a big dance club there. So I've done that many, many, many years ago. I've been to Tao's dance club, but I've never been to the restaurant. Mm-hmm. And I was, I was really tempted. And I'm so sorry. It's and totally you know how cool. much I love you guys.
I'm just
so
giving you a hard time.
We'll have to make up.
I'm just giving you a hard time.
And I'm so apologetic.
Are you feeling better now?
Oh yeah, absolutely. I slept the next day as well. On Saturday we got home and I slept through Saturday and back up and running on Sunday. You know, as we were getting ready for this book launch, I was really beating myself up about it because I knew I was falling behind. So I'm not going to lie. There's been a lot of late nights of me just trying to catch up with what I lost those couple of days.
So what essential oils did you use during this time when you're not feeling good to help you improve your energy as well as maybe help you heal faster?
Absolutely. Well, you know, I do have a migraine blend that I use a lot. And it was, you know, I was definitely helping significantly. What I find about migraines in particular, I don't know if people here listening have migraines, but I suffered from migraines for over 15 years. And they don't come on as much as they used to anymore. But if I can beat the migraine still, I always find that if you can't beat that migraine and it comes full-fledged, full force, there's basically at that point, you're just trying to dull the pain. It's really difficult to cure a migraine once it's in full-fledged form. But I didn't beat that sucker. It snuck up on me and I lost the battle. And so normally I always travel with my migraine blend. I never leave home without it just in case of emergencies. But I think because I was working and we were in meeting after meeting after meeting, that little sucker snuck past me and that headache became just a whole nother beast upon itself. So when I am beating that migraine or at least trying to dull it, I have a little roller and it's a combination of 10 drops of frankincense because frankincense reduces inflammation and it's great for neurological function. 10 drops of peppermint because peppermint is a natural analgesic and it's very cooling. 5 drops of grapefruit and 5 drops of lavender. And you just top it off with coconut oil or whatever oil you prefer in that roller. And then honestly, I was sleeping with this roller. This roller did not leave my side.
It's like your teddy bear.
It was my teddy bear for 2 days. And I just rolled it behind my neck because my migraines start on the left side of my neck and then they punch. It literally feels like someone's punching my eye out on the left side. So it's unilateral. It's one side, but it feels like it takes over my entire head. And I just literally roll that roller on my neck and on my temples, probably 5 to 10 times a day, just to kind of keep the migraine pain down.
Now, so I get a migraine and just full disclosure, I take Motrin. I mean, do you take, you know, analgesics like that as well?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So you
sometimes I do, but I didn't have, and not that we couldn't have got, can't you get let's be honest, you can get everything in Vegas. And that's why what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. But I didn't have Alex run to the store. I didn't run to the store. I kind of just laid there in pain. And oftentimes I find that again, if I don't beat the migraine in time, usually the Excedrin migraine or the Advil or whatever doesn't really touch it. So at that point I might as well just stick with the oils.
Interesting. Yeah. I used to get a lot more migraines than I do now. And I started getting them in high school and I didn't know what it was. I just would feel this horrible headache and you get the aura and then feel nauseated. Since I've gone plant-based, I almost never get them. And I don't know if it's the plant-based, I don't know if it's, you know, eating less processed foods than I used to, but I almost never get them now. And usually if I do get the hint of it, then I'll take Motrin and it seems to make it away. So, I mean, it's the crazy thing with migraines is it's hard. I mean, everybody has their own trigger. And I never figured out what my trigger was. I'd always look back and like, what did I eat? What did I do? And there just was never anything consistent. And
It isn't. It's just not consistent. I mean, I treated migraine patients for years in practice. For me, it's hormone driven. Yeah. You know, I'm not going to lie. My hormones were changing. My cycle was starting. And it was like the perfect storm of exhaustion. I didn't eat one of those days for many hours. I guess I was doing my own fasting.
Pushing it too much.
So I think for me, it was like 3 triggers or 4 triggers at once. And then I was at the point of no return. But just like you said, Tony, I think when you're talking about the additives in food, maybe even, you know, depending on the type of meat you were eating, I think all of those things can kind of add up and culminate into a trigger.
Yeah.
It can be really hard to pinpoint what it is.
I agree. All right. Well, let's shift gears a little bit because the subject of Today's episode is resetting your hormones to lose weight naturally and to balance fatigue. And that really has become, now I know you're a doctor of chiropractic, but your health journey has really led you into a passion of women's hormone health. How did that occur? And I know you told bits of this story in the past on this podcast, but can you tell us how you became so passionate about that subject of women's hormone health?
Absolutely. Well, once upon a time, Tony, and I'll be honest with you, I can still slowly creep into that direction. I was a hormone hot mess. That was basically the long and short of it. You know, I grew up watching my grandmother struggle with her hormones, my mom, my sister. And, you know, even when I was growing up, it was very taboo. It wasn't clear what was happening. And I wouldn't even say that my grandmother and my mom really knew what was going on with their bodies. I just knew that they didn't feel well. I knew that they had mood swings. They were dealing with hot flashes. They were dealing with weight gain that they couldn't get rid of. I mean, you know, brain fog, horrible PMS. And, you know, I used to say that my mom was Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde. Like, man, she could flip on a dime.
Oh, wow.
So, and it was always because of her hormones. And I remember growing up thinking to myself, like, what is going on? Like, you know, especially that time of the month, it was just, it was like a whole different person that I was dealing with at that. And so growing up, I was always wondering if that was going to happen to me. And it did. And I think part of it.
You're so pleasant to me. I've never seen you be mean to somebody or angry or grumpy.
You should ask Alex.
He gets in front of it.
I really, you know, and I'm really mindful. I knew very early on that I needed to be aware. And so, and mood swings were very much mood swings, horrible PMS, heavy periods, all of that brain fog. Like, you know, I still to this day, if I'm not paying attention, I may schedule interviews the day my period starts. And it's like, I'm just, I mean, I have no idea what I'm even saying at the time. Wow. I'm trying to grasp words out of the air. So, you know, it's just being, knowing your body, being on top of it. And a big part of it too was, you know, like so many of us healers, I was very type A. I was very driven by accomplishment and I didn't pay a lot of attention to my body. I was really not taking care of myself at all. And that just compounded the situation. And when I was in practice, it was right when I first got into practice and I was actually from the get-go, I was working with women with their hormones. That was always what the practice was. It was hormones, migraine pain, and autoimmune conditions was a lot of what I saw. So it was more of a functional-based practice. Mm-hmm. And what I saw with these women who was struggling with migraines, struggling with autoimmunity, that all of it was tied to their hormones as well. And I remember one day waking up and literally being so just bone crushing exhausted. Like I felt like somebody was pressing me into my bed to keep me there. It was hard to lift my head up off the pillow. And I remember crawling into the bathroom to take a shower, to put on, you know, my nice clothes and my little heels to go to work, to serve these women. And I looked in the mirror and I thought to myself, you are a phony. You're trying to serve these women when you yourself are just a mirror of who they are. And that was the moment where I knew I needed to dedicate not only to getting myself better, but to also helping women who I found had a lot of the similar behaviors and beliefs around their bodies and their hormones to really focus on getting them better. And that's basically been my crusade since I was in my early 30s.
One of the things I know that you've said is that you've had some issues with the weight and stuff like that, with the hormone imbalance. What is the most typical hormone imbalance that does cause women to hold on to excess weight or to maybe have weight resistance where no matter what they do, the weight doesn't seem to change?
Absolutely. So the big hormone, and the hormone that I find is like my ultimate saboteur. Like I feel like we're always kind of just looking each other dead in the eyes. It's going to be cortisol. So cortisol is our ultimate survival hormone. And when I think about us as human beings or a species on this planet, you know, we have two goals. Number one is to survive. And the number two is to survive long enough to pass on our genes mm-hmm. to two generations.
Procreate.
Right?
Yes.
Yeah, procreate. We got to do that. And when you're in survival mode, your body doesn't even want to do that because it's afraid it won't have enough energy to actually pass on genes. And so I find that with women and even myself, the number one culprit that was keeping me from losing weight, storing weight in my hips and around my midsection was cortisol. And not only did it just deregulate my insulin levels, cause caused me to store weight because my body thought I was in the state of Armageddon, but also it actually helped to spiral me into Hashimoto's as well. And I think a lot of people don't realize that there is a correlation between a lot of chronic stress and potentially reducing your thyroid hormones.
So then just for those listening, with Hashimoto's, the idea is that you have low thyroid hormones, so you're hypothyroid. When you're hypothyroid, your metabolism slows down and you tend to hold on to weight and even gain weight. The opposite, when your thyroid is very high, you have hyperthyroid, then those people tend to lose weight and their metabolism actually increases. So what do you then recommend then for your patients who say, hey, that sounds like me? You know, it sounds like me. I'm having issues with weight resistance. I can't lose it. I'm exercising. What do you recommend for them?
Absolutely. Well, the big cause that's going on here, you know, we always talk about adrenal fatigue, and I really want to steer the conversation to it being the HPA axis, which is the hypopituitary adrenal axis. It's that communication that happens in the limbic brain. It's your body's perceived stress sensor. And when that is upregulated, which means we are constantly triggering that system to fire, we are then sending messages to the adrenals that says, hey, it's emergency mode, strangers behind us or tigers are behind us. We got to go into this, you know, survival system. And that's what I really love people working on, is actually just calming down the conversation inside of the limbic brain, that HPA access conversation. And there are some big ways that we can actually reduce those stressors. So here are my go-to techniques for reducing the stressors. One, have a calming essential oil on hand, like balance or bergamot or ylang-ylang or clary sage. Honestly, any floral would do, because all of the florals have very calming chemical constituents. Take a couple drops of that and take some deep belly breaths. We know that those calming oils will actually downregulate, calm down the limbic system and the HPA axis, because we want to get to the root cause of the problem. Next, have your best friend on speed dial. Have your Tony on speed dial, yeah, right? Where you can call him and say, hey man, I'm having a hard time today. Can you just help me out a little bit? I feel like with social media, we've lost a lot of connection. And I know that community and connection boosts oxytocin levels and really gets us back to a relaxed state of being. Practice self-care. And self-care isn't bubble baths and pedicures and massages. It really can just be about having an evening routine or a morning routine, something where you put yourself back on the list. If you can get a massage, get a massage. Switch to things like green tea, because they contain L-theanine and it helps to reduce stress levels. And maybe even take supplements like ashwagandha, holy basil, and rhodiola, which are all adaptogenic herbs that are all designed to lower that HPA axis. And then if you really got to step up your game, there is a supplement that I recommend, which is phosphatidylserine. And it's also an adaptogenic herb that helps to lower perceived stress so that you're not feeling hypervigilant or you're not feeling like your stress resilience is so low. Those would be the things that I would do to tackle cortisol levels.
Mm-hmm. How about if somebody says, hey, I don't feel like I'm all that stressed, or I do therapy, you know, and it really is, it just feels like my body is changing. I used to, when I was younger, I didn't have any problem keeping weight off. But as I've gotten older, even though I don't feel necessarily stressed. So, I mean, I understand there are people who do have adrenal fatigue. And adrenal fatigue, you know, this is a whole idea of, and unfortunately, there are conventional physicians and conventional medicine that poo-poo it. And some of them don't even believe it exists, which I disagree with. But this idea that you're always in this fight or flight, you know, where you're in such a high state of stress all the time that you end up basically fatiguing your adrenals and you start having these issues with that Marisa is talking about with your hormone levels and you gain weight. But what if somebody isn't so stressed and they've gotten older? Maybe they've even gotten through menopause. Do you have any suggestions with them?
Yes. So somebody who's a magic unicorn, let me think, right? Because there are those unicorns out there who don't feel stress levels. So the other hormones that I would look at, because it's not just cortisol, although I do find that cortisol is an orchestrator, because it's such a profound and important hormone for our survival. We're just hardwired for that one to go into play. But I would also look at estrogen. So we oftentimes will see elevated estrogen levels even when we're in perimenopause into menopause because of synthetics that we're putting on our skin, the food that we're eating, the environment that we're living in. So excess estrogen can lead to weight gain as well. I look at insulin levels. So are we creating insulin resistance? What do your snacking habits look like? How much sugar are you eating every single day? Because if your insulin is thrown off, you're absolutely going to be adding, not only creating a fatty liver, but you're going to be turning a lot of that sugar into fat, especially belly visceral fat as well. And then also, last but not least, is looking at the thyroid. You know, Anthony, I thought it was my cortisol levels for so long. And when I had met with, you know, Dr. Gabrielle Lyon and a couple of other people in the last year or so, they're like, it sounds like it's more than just your cortisol. Cortisol is definitely playing a role. They're like, we need to do a complete thyroid panel. And the biggest health thing that happened for me this year was my Hashimoto's diagnosis. And I was so in denial about it. So funny how doctors can be in denial about what they have, but I just didn't want to have that diagnosis. And, you know, I'm now on T3. I'm on a whole thyroid protocol at this point, and it's really changed so much about how my body's functioning. So it's definitely worth looking at the thyroid to see if something's going on there.
And our common friend, Dr. Isabella Wentz, is leaders in the world with treating Hashimoto's. She had a huge bestseller all about that. So if this sounds like you and you're interested in looking into that, definitely take a peek into Dr. Isabella Wentz, a good friend of both of ours.
Yes, she just wrote the Hashimoto's Protocol. She's got a new book coming out. Food Pharmacology. I have spent a lot of time with Isabella just honing in on really getting my thyroid hormones back on track and lowering my antibodies.
So one of the things that you mentioned earlier are sugar cravings. And are there any essential oils that you would recommend for somebody who says, oh my God, like I tell you, my father-in-law, God bless him, he's got a major sugar addiction. And we've talked about, he's like, well, why am I gaining weight as I'm getting older? And but he's looking for options to help him with that. Do you have any suggestions?
Absolutely. So two of the go-to essential oils that I love are going to be grapefruit and peppermint. There was a great neurological study done by Dr. Alan Hirsch that looks at these two oils, and he had discovered that those two oils are not only craving suppressors, but they are appetite suppressors. Now, I personally use these oils mostly for sugar cravings, and I recommend them all the time for sugar cravings. But I have a Sugar Be Gone blend that you literally just need to breathe in. You know, Tony, I'm a big fan of rollers, like essential oil rollers, because they're so easy to carry around. They're easy to travel with. And what I love to do is it's 10 drops of each oil. So 10 drops of peppermint, 10 drops of grapefruit, 10 drops of lemon. Top it off with coconut oil or almond seed oil, whatever you prefer. Roll it over the palms. And a craving really only lasts about 3 minutes. Like that's usually the longest time that your body's really fixing on whatever that sugar treat is or whatever. Maybe for some of you, it is corn chips and salsa. I don't really know, but you know, my mom and my sister are obsessed with chips, but then, you know, we have in-laws that are, you know, love cookies and chocolate and all that. So having this blend, rolling it on your palms, rubbing your palms together and just taking 3 to 5 deep belly breaths will stave off your appetite and those cravings that could be hitting you at any given moment.
And that is so true what you're saying about these cravings. I mean, we think that, oh, we have to give in, but it is true. It is literally is just a few minutes that if you can withstand that craving for a few minutes, as strong as that craving may be at that time that you're having it, you just give it a few minutes, you do that, and it does go away. I mean, it's surprising because you would think that a craving lasts a half hour or an hour or something, but truly that's not the case.
No, and it's really about, I mean, I always tell people you got to distract yourself as well, right? So much cravings are you're exhausted, you're bored. I find that people do have cravings because of boredom all the time. Cravings are habitual. Like we're so used to that 3 o'clock snack or that, you know, late evening in front of the Netflix snack. And it's really just changing your routine, creating other rituals and distracting yourself. So like I was at my mom's a couple days ago, right after Vegas. We had to go straight to my mom's house, and she had this big thing of fudge, of chocolate fudge out. And there's I'll tell you what, Tony, that house is a landmine. Like, I'm like, I don't even know how you guys live here. And with all this food everywhere, and she had 10 pounds of See's candy and fudge.
Oh my God.
And
gosh.
Cupcakes. Oh. I was like, what is this? And so I am navigating the landmine, and that fudge, it's my favorite fudge. I grew up on it. It's nostalgic. My mom has been making that fudge since I was, well, since I was a baby. And I had my oil with me. I had my oils. I even told her, I'm like, I'm not caving to that stuff. I'm not, it's not going down. And that fudge probably stared at me for 5 hours. And I just kept walking away. I kept doing something else.
Why did you put that thing away?
She wouldn't let me because there was a bunch of people over.
She's evil.
She was, you know, she was, oh man, she's always trying to sabotage me. And I didn't eat one bite of that fudge. I need one bite of it.
Yeah, where I operate in the hospital around the holiday season, it's just, I mean, the food that they have, oh my gosh. And, you know, for me, for lunch, I'm very Spartan, you know, in the OR. So I literally will have like 10 or 15 minutes to throw something down between surgeries. And I usually will have a couple of hard-boiled eggs. I'll have a banana and I'll have some granola and blueberries. That's pretty much what I usually have. But oh my gosh, it's like donuts and cookies, and they have potlucks, and
pies,
it is very difficult to turn that down, especially for me, it's the donuts.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. And the thing is it's, you know what it is you'll bypass that donut. Like, Tony, how many times do you bypass that donut, those donuts? What, 10 times, five
yes.
times in a day?
Yes.
And it's usually like hour 7 where we often cave
yes.
when the donuts are stale and gross.
They never taste as good as they look in the end. And it's just in the end, you're like, dang it. Why did I eat that?
I totally regret
that.
It. There's nothing worse than regretting that you did that.
Oh,
you cheated. You don't have to call it cheating. I call it cheating. But like, if I cave to something stale and nasty, oh man, that's the worst.
All right. So the other thing, I just want to make sure we catch this before we finish, is fatigue and banishing fatigue. And you are an expert with essential oils. We've talked about sugar cravings. We've talked about essential oils to reduce stress. How about overcoming fatigue? I know one of them, I'm assuming you're going to say, is peppermint.
You know it is.
Yes, that's one of your. Is that your favorite essential oil of all?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
Yes, it's because there's so much you can do with peppermint. Peppermint's a pain reliever. It's a digestive support. It reduces bloating and constipation, and it helps with peristalsis. Right? It's great
totally.
For respiratory support. So, Tony, I could go on. I could tell you all the things about peppermint. But the one thing that I love about peppermint is that it helps to bring oxygen to the brain. It opens up the airways, which we know we need to kind of fire up those mitochondria, making sure that we have more energy, but it literally feels like, I can't tell you how many times I have given a drop of peppermint to somebody and to watch their reaction on their face.
Mm-hmm.
Like that look of, what the heck did you just give me? Like, it's like this experience of, whoa,
you're like shot out of a cannon.
Yes, that's what it feels like. And I don't know about you, but I love the feeling of being shot out of a cannon when I need it.
No, I totally hear you. So
I remember the first time you tried it, and I
oh, yeah.
you had those eyes, those open big old eyes, like, whoa, what the heck is that?
Okay, so this was several years ago. We had just met. I didn't know who you were, and you said, hey, we've got this peppermint. You do this peppermint lick thing where you put a little drop and then you lick it, and it doesn't taste that good, but holy cow, you're shot out of a can after that. Your sinuses open up and you're just awake. Now, this was before when I still was on my sad standard American diet, where every afternoon I'd feel like crap and would be tired and feel like I needed something to get me through. I don't feel that so much anymore after changing what I'm eating, and really reducing the gluten has made a huge difference, which is a whole other subject. But that is, I mean, you know, for those of you who do find that you get that mid-afternoon drowsies, I mean, that's a great way to get rid of that. And it's not caffeine, it's not chemically, you know, none of that stuff.
No, it's not a stimulant per se. It just is kind of opening everything up. It's increasing and accelerating your respiratory system. And the other oil that I love is, I love a citrus oil. Limonene not only boosts happy neurotransmitters like dopamine and serotonin, so you feel, you have this feeling of euphoria, this feeling of joy. And you know, when you're happy, you feel more energetic. So I call that my instant energy blend is just a drop of peppermint, a drop of wild orange. Again, breathing those two in, that combination is the bee's knees. It's exactly what you need. I've been using that combo for 6 years. You know, Alex and I pulled a pretty late night last night because we were getting our book bonus page up and doing all these things. And we had our peppermint and wild orange blend by our side. And anytime we kind of just started to feel sluggish, because at that late at night, you definitely should be in bed. But we were kind of burning the midnight oil, and we just kept passing that oil between each other, like every half hour to hour. And it just keeps you awake.
Yeah, I mean, with all the people drinking Red Bull and all of these just this chemically filled energy drinks, I mean, gosh darn it, just do some essential oils. It's so much better for you. There's no calories involved. And nope. And it's natural. It's just, I just don't get it. I mean, that's
and
that's
it doesn't mess up your liver.
No,
you know, I mean, you're not going to mess up your liver. You're not going to put cancer causing. I mean, I did a whole hour research paper. I did a big presentation on Red Bull several years ago.
Did you?
And it's scary. It is pretty darn scary what's in that drink.
Well, we've been teasing the last several months. This is a huge deal for you. It really is the culmination of your career so far, is the Essential Oil Hormone Solution book that you have coming out. Now, this podcast is actually airing we're going to drop it. It's going to start downloading the day after your release. So the book is available now, The Essential Oil Hormone Solution by Dr. Marisa Snyder. Tell us about this book, because, I mean, this is something I know you've been working on for several years. You are so proud of it, and I'm so excited to share it with my audience.
Oh my goodness. You know, this has been a labor of love, and you know this because you have written your own incredible books. So the book is really about, you know, the first step of this book is a 3-part series, and it's really breaking down what's happening with your hormones, you know, because so often we just don't know what's going on. Have they been sabotaged? And then what can oils do? How to use them? You know, so often people are just getting started on this journey or don't even know how to use oils. So it talks about everything you'd want to know about really understanding them. And then part 2 is all about solving those problems, from brain fog to cravings to weight resistance to stress to fatigue. I mean, even low libido and cognitive function are addressed in that part. And so if you're like, you know what, I am struggling with memory, focus, and concentration, I have an entire chapter on why that's going on and how to fix it with oils and self-care. And then part 3 is the trifecta. So I combine whole foods, mostly plant-based, because you and I have the same philosophy around food, using essential oils and self-care. And what the oils do is they literally set ablaze that metabolic fire to really get us with that energy that we want, that happiness, and really just feeling like we're back in our bodies. Combine that with nutrition and combine that with self-care, and you have the ultimate recipe for success. And that's how the book is built out. It's got a little everything for someone, depending on what you're looking for. And I think people are going to love it.
I mean, there's so much right now that we are being exposed to, from household toxicants, you know, in our cleaners, in our laundry, even cologne that we wear, and obviously the food that we eat, and we pump ourselves with these chemicals to try to keep ourselves awake, give us energy. And so much of that can be replaced with essential oils, which is so natural. I know that there are doctors who may try to poo-poo it because they're worried, oh no, you're going to use an essential oil instead of taking a drug. Well, honestly, if the essential oil works as good as a drug, then get rid of the drug, because we're talking completely natural here, non-toxic, and improving your health. And I'm so glad that you've written this book, because, you know, there are some essential oil books out there, but one specifically targeting hormones in women is so, so important, because, I mean, there's so much information out there that's so confusing to women. And what do you read and what do you believe? This is definitely a place for you to start.
Oh, I love it. Yeah. And I so appreciate you letting me share that. You know, the bibliography is 40 pages of cited research. So it's heavily researched. And you're right. If we can rely on a natural solution that acts faster and that doesn't have a lot of side effects, for me, it's the number one choice. It's the first thing we reach to in our home. And because I always can fall back on my doctor friends and other medications if need be, but the oils are the first thing we use.
Yeah. And this is the type of book that Big Pharma doesn't want out there, because they'd rather have you buying these medications and getting prescriptions and all of that. So this is just a great way to get started. So you do have an amazing gift for our listeners today, and it's a book bonus. Can you tell us about that?
Yes. So if you guys go and grab the book, we have over $300 in book bonuses. It's just as a big thank you from me to you. And this book bonus has, it's basically the ultimate compendium to what the book is bringing. I have self-care video series. I have my interviews from my Essential Oil Hormone Summit. We've got modules from my other 101 course. I mean, it's just jam-packed with all of these amazing goodies so that you really do have everything you need to get started.
So you go to drmarisa.com/hormonebook. And do you then buy the book at your local retailer or Amazon and then go to your website, or do they buy it on your website to get that?
You can actually go to the website and then click. We have about 5 or 6 retailers you can choose from wherever you want to buy your books. The book is being sold. And then you just put your name and your email in. It's kind of like it is an honor system. And you're going to get your bonuses delivered directly to you within a matter of seconds via email.
So you spend, what, $20-something on this book and you get $300 worth of these bonuses of videos and additional information that can really help you along your way to improving your health, to losing weight naturally, banishing your fatigue, reducing your stress. It sounds like an awesome deal. And I know I'm going to sign up for that myself.
Thanks, Tony. I love it.
All right. Well, thank you so much for coming on the show again. I'm so glad. And I want to congratulate you on the release of your book. I know it's going to be a huge seller, a bestseller coming right out of the gate just because it's got so much great information. If you want to learn more about the Essential Hormone Solution book, once again, check out drmarisa.com/hormonebook. And it's in bookstores all around the country.
Yes, it is. Thank you so much, Dr. Tony.
So thank you so much. This is Dr. Anthony Yoon, America's Holistic Beauty Doc, and this is the Holistic Plastic Surgery Show. We will see you next week. Thank you so much for listening. Are you interested in getting simple, easy tips to turn back the clock? Or maybe you're considering having a cosmetic treatment but don't know where to start. If either of these apply to you, then I have 2 free gifts I'd like to give you. For a limited time, if you go to my website, www.dryoon.com, and sign up for our free e-newsletter, I'll send you 2 free e-books to get you started on your journey to getting the health and appearance you've always wanted. The first e-book, What to Eat to Look Younger, is a simple and easy-to-read guide to turning back the clock by choosing the right foods to put on your plate. I'll give you practical, easy tips to changing your diet that can make profound changes in your appearance and the speed at which you age. The second free ebook, 10 Things Every Plastic Surgery Patient Must Know, gives you 10 tips that you absolutely need to know prior to getting any cosmetic treatment. This is an essential guide to avoid getting botched and make the most of your time and money. I'm happy to send you these 2 ebooks for free if you visit my website today and sign up for our free e-newsletter. If you sign up every week or two, I'll email you the latest tips, tricks, and secrets to looking younger and turning back the clock. And don't worry, you can unsubscribe at any time and we will never spam you. So please visit dryoon.com today to claim your free gifts while the offer lasts.